The bulldozing of Muslim homes, it marks a moment in time where you're seeing a transition from a sort of fragile, flawed democracy, transitioning pretty openly, pretty brazenly into a criminal Hindu fascist enterprise. Everyone in authority and every Indian knows that a good part, or the most part of the construction in every city and town in India is either illegal or quasi-legal. Earlier, Muslims were punished by vigilante mobs or by the police. But when you say that you're going to bulldoze a house or a locality or a set of shops, then what you're doing is you are saying, okay, who are the people who are going to be involved in that? There's going to be the municipal authorities, there are going to be local magistrates, there are going to be people watching, there's going to be the media beaming this into people's homes, and above all, there are going to be the courts that are looking away and not doing anything. In effect, what you're doing is you're telling Muslims, you're on your own. There is no help, there is no law for you. And all the institutions that were part of the checks and balances of that old democracy are now going to be used as weapons against you.
How many houses will you bulldoze?
The Muslim community is the number one enemy of the Hindu nationalist project. So we're being ruled by gangsters, sort of outfitted as Hindu godmen. And when you look at how this phenomenon of bulldozing Muslim homes is being represented or written about, it's pretty chilling, because you see the bulldozer being sort of invested with a kind of divine avenging power, and to watch the spectacle of this violent sort of crushing of the enemy, it's like a kind of comic book version of an avenging god, you know, slaying demons. And this spectacle is now beamed into every Indian home. What we're seeing now in India is the political equivalent of scorched earth policy, where everything is being destroyed, every institution is being destroyed and sort of repopulated and redirected into the service of fascism. So the question here today for those of us who stand against this, and especially for the Muslim community in India, is just how do you survive? How do you live through this? And how do you resist? Because the act of resistance, however peaceful it is now virtually being seen as a heinous crime. I don't think that there's any way in which the situation can be salvaged. We have to move forward through this horror and hope to emerge and hope to survive.